No doubt you've heard the word liability many times in your life, so you probably have a basic understanding of what it means. But what exactly is a liability in accounting? Is a loan a liability? What about credit card debt? Working out whether something is a liability in accounting is important because liabilities need to be included on a business's balance sheet, which is one of the best reports you can use to assess a business's financial health. If you get it wrong by including things on a balance sheet that aren't really liabilities, or by leaving things off that should be included, you'll get a false picture of the health of the business. So let's start finding out what liabilities are in accounting by looking at the accounting definition of a liability, which is something a business owes that has a measurable value and is expected to result in the future sacrifice of an economic benefit. From this, we can see that for something to be classified as a liability and included on a business's balance sheet, it must satisfy three criteria. It must be owed by the business, it must have a measurable value, and it must be expected to take money out of the business's pocket. That seems pretty straightforward, so let's apply those criteria to a few examples. Let's say you run a freelance graphic design business, and the business took out a loan of $5,000 to buy a computer powerful enough to do graphic design work. The $5,000 principal amount of the loan and $1,000 of interest must be repaid over the next 2 years. Is the loan a liability that should be included on your business's balance sheet? Well, firstly, the business borrowed the money and not you personally, so it's the business that owes money to the lender. This means that the first criteria is satisfied. Secondly, the loan has a measurable value of $6,000, being the $5,000 principal plus $1,000 of interest. So the second criteria is satisfied too. And finally, the loan needs to be repaid over time, which will take money out of the business's pocket, which means that the third criteria is also satisfied. With all three criteria satisfied, the loan for the computer can be regarded as a liability and added to the business's balance sheet. But if any one of the criteria were not met, the loan would not be classified as a liability, and it would not be included on the business's balance sheet. Okay, so that was the first example, and in that example, the liability was used to buy an asset. And when this happens, both the asset and the liability are included on the balance sheet. So in this example, both the computer and the loan used to buy it would be added to the business's balance sheet. However, you can also use borrowed money to pay for expenses. Let's say your graphic design business is a bit short of cash, so you use your business's credit card to pay a few bills. Is this type of debt a liability that should be included on the business's balance sheet? Firstly, it's the business and not you personally that owes the money to the credit card company, so the first criteria is satisfied. Secondly, the measurable value of the debt is simply the amount of the outstanding balance at any given time, which means that the second criteria is also satisfied. And finally, the debt needs to be repaid, most likely with interest on top, so it is expected to take money out of your business's pocket, which satisfies the third criteria. With all three criteria satisfied, the credit card debt can be regarded as a liability and added to your business's balance sheet. Unlike the loan for the computer, however, the funds were used to pay some bills, so there is no asset to add to the balance sheet. Now that you know how to assess whether something is a liability or not, let's take a look at the three different types of liabilities in accounting, which are current, non-current, and contingent. Current liabilities are financial obligations or debts that must be paid for within the next 12 months and are usually used to help fund the day-to-day activities of a business. Examples of current liabilities include accounts payable, accrued expenses, unearned revenue, and short-term debt. Non-current liabilities, on the other hand, are financial obligations or debts that won't become due for at least a year and help businesses grow and create profits by using the money to buy or lease non-current assets. Examples of non-current liabilities include long-term loans, long-term leases, deferred tax liabilities, and pension obligations. A contingent liability is a potential financial obligation that may occur depending on the outcome of a future event. In other words, they are liabilities that don't exist yet, but may in the future. Examples of contingent liabilities include potential lawsuits, product warranties, and pending investigations. So now you know what liabilities are in accounting, and you know how accountants classify liabilities by type.